Ladies and gentlemen, let's see who's working today in the Weather Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Guess who?
It's you. It's you.
Yes, it's FSJ today.
All right. So you've got another Monday you're working, huh?
Yeah, back on some of the Mondays, filling in for Pat so we can, you know, start to use some of those, you know, vacation time that he doesn't use for the first half of the year.
All right. Well, so you've got the big week to kick off here with and talk about because, of course, 4th of July comes up Thursday? Yeah, Thursday is the 4th, yeah. I think. And then July 5th on Friday there'll be fireworks and celebrations in our area on the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So let's start off with what it looks like for the 4th, 5th, and 6th, first of all, for everybody that's planning their July 4th through the 6th.
Yes, Marshall. And, you know, 4th of July is one of my personal favorite holidays. It's just the middle of summer, and it looks like as we head towards the 4th, we may have a chance of a couple thunderstorms later in the day, but it may mostly be to our west. We're going to keep an eye on that. If you're listening across like the western parts of our area, you have a better chance of seeing that, especially up towards Middlesex up there or northwest of Orange County. But in the Hudson Valley and in Connecticut, less of a chance of that. So it's going to be a real summery feel. You like it hot for the 4th. Temperatures in the 80s, almost pushing 90. But I don't think we'll quite get there on the 4th. And more of the same for Friday, but maybe a better chance of thunderstorms. So, Marshall, I think Thursday, a pretty good chance it's dry. And Friday, a better chance of some afternoon storms. And the humidity will be very high by that time. And then Saturday, we might have thunderstorms, or it might have all cleared by then. We're going to keep an eye on that part of the forecast. So that's the way it's looking right now. I think the 4th is looking rather good, just humid.
Well, we want the 5th to look good because that's when our fireworks display is.
Yeah, we're going to try and keep that rain at bay.
We'll see what happens there. All right, so now that we've got the 4th and 5th and 6th, scoped out, and it's long range, folks, so the accuracy of that is probably no better than 40 to 45% because it's just too far out. But what about Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
Yeah, we've got the lower humidity today after we had some vicious storms move through the northeast yesterday, but perfect day. Couldn't ask for a better one. About 80 to 85 today. Comfortable sleeping tonight, and then tomorrow more of the same with sunny weather. But we'll add a few degrees, maybe about 86, 87 for Tuesday. And you'll notice a little bit of a rise in the humidity by later in the afternoon. And then Wednesday, we will be more sunny again. And it'll be moderately humid and very much summery, mid to upper 80s. Not getting to 90 yet. So no heat wave. It has to be at least 90 for a heat wave. But we're not going to quite get there. But the humidity will creep on its way on up. So it's just like, right in the heart of summertime, if you love summer, just soak it right in while we can, while we have it, because before you know it, it's going to be winter.
The days are getting shorter. The days are getting shorter already. Now, so we'll have the humidity will pick up again today, you're saying?
No, I'd say later tomorrow.
Later tomorrow, okay. Yeah. So today's just going to be warm.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, perfect weather. I mean, about 82, I'd say 84 for the high temp. And humidity levels comfortable, so you can go out for a bike ride or do whatever you want to do out there. And then you'll notice, the stickiness starting to pick up, especially by tomorrow night. So you might want to crank up the AC again by tomorrow night and Wednesday.
All right, so there's that. All right, so that's the way that looks. Now, what are you doing for the 4th of July? Do you have stuff planned?
Oh, yeah, I love the 4th. I mean, the 3rd. I'm going to my friend. I'm going to Long Island for a barbecue, and then I'm going to stay out there, and I'm going to go out east. I'm going to be in the Hamptons and Southampton, Long Island.
How can you afford to go out there?
Oh, it's beautiful out there.
Well, yeah, but don't you have to have some money to do things out there?
Well, yeah, you just keep it, under control, that kind of thing. So just rent a little house room out there. And then for the 4th, spend it out there because I don't nowhere near the crowds like in Manhattan. is not, I don't want to be there for that, but I want to be, you know, out in Eastern Long Island, you know, near the beach, you know, and see some fireworks, you know, have some, you know, some beers and that kind of thing.
All right. So that's what your plan is. Are you planning on working next Monday?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
All right. So Pat's getting these long weekends in.
Yeah, he's well deserved because he doesn't get, he doesn't do them, you know, the first part of the year. And, you know, with all those winter storms, you know, it starts to wear us out.
All right. So anyway, so then we've got warm weather today, increasing humidity with warmth tomorrow. And then Wednesday will be obviously warm and very humid. Thursday, a chance of some thunderstorms, but they might not come in on Thursday. And right. Friday, a better chance of thunderstorms that we hope that don't come in.
Exactly. Yeah. I would, if you had to pick the worst of those 3 days, it might be Friday, but we'll try to hold it off at least maybe to the nighttime. So,
because all those
that forecast is subject to change.
All those thunderstorms yesterday and the day before missed us. You know, they looked like they were going to come, you know, they were coming from the west, and all of a sudden they'd get really literally to the Harlem Valley, and it would seem they would dissipate. And we didn't get that much rain. There was a couple of areas that got some rain, but in general, we missed out on those thunderstorms. So maybe that'll happen on Friday.
Yeah, but Pat was up in his house in Rockland, and he wanted to know, the storms missed him, but they didn't miss me. I was out here on Long Island, and we had to drive through almost a severe thunderstorm right as it hit yesterday afternoon. It got windy, and there were tree branches down. You know, it was pretty almost kind of scary for a little while.
All right. So then now next Saturday, if everything should be out of here by next Saturday, if it does thunder and stuff, because most of the fireworks on Friday have a rain date of Saturday.
So. Oh, yes. Saturday does look improved for sure. Well, I'd say the better of the 2 days. So if they do have to do a rain date, then Saturday would look better.
All right. Well, we'll follow this as the week goes on. That's all we can say. We can't do any better than that.
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you next a week from today.
Yes. Yes. Thanks, right. Marshall.
Happy 4th.
Have a wonderful holiday.
All right. Take care. That is a look at the forecast with the Pat Pagano replacement AJ right here on Robin Hood, Anthony.